7 that this message is directed to those that are members of the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. Look at me and say, that's me, Pastor.
That's me, Pastor.
Amen. To those who are members of the body of Christ. Amen. He says to us, let me show you a more excellent way. Now, the more excellent way is obviously the way of love. Amen. The theme in 1 Corinthians 12, and it continues through chapter 14 and verse 40, is spiritual gifts and their use in love. Amen. The Greek word for spiritual in 12:1 is pneumatika. Pneumatika. Now that word is really plural, and it refers to the things pertaining to the Holy Spirit. If we look at chapter 12, we can see the many gifts that the Holy Spirit imparts to believers. Amen. But if you'll notice in verse 18 of chapter 12, we are told, but now God hath set the members, every one of them in the body, as it hath pleased him. Amen. We are where God wants us to be. Let me say that again. We are where God wants us to be. He places us where we can be the most effective for the kingdom. And then he equips us that we might be able to do what he has ordained for us to do. Amen. Our primary purpose here is that men would be saved. Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, we recognize that there are other tasks that are also involved. You'll notice he says in verse 28, he has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers. Amen. But we all have a task that God has set us in the church to do. Amen. Amen. In chapter 12 concerns the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, as he acts in the body of Christ. This relationship, if you'll take careful note, amen, careful note, one, the baptism with the Holy Spirit forms the body by uniting believers to Christ.
Right.
Amen. We are united together through the works of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
He joins us together as one body in Christ. Say, we are one body in Christ.
Right.
Amen. We are not the lone ranger.
Right.
Where we function apart from the rest of the body.
Right.
Amen. The Lord knows who we are and where we are. Amen. And the Holy Spirit then unites the believers to Christ, the risen and glorified Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If he was not working actively in us, we would not be able to function as he has ordained for us to function. If you'll notice, beginning in chapter 12, what the Holy Spirit does, verse 4, now there are diversities of gifts, but there is only one Spirit. The Holy Spirit directs the gifts that the believers receive. Amen. Now, he says in verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every person, every man, to profit withal. He directs us through his Holy Spirit. Amen. The third person of the Godhead. God makes sure, amen, that we are functioning the way he wants us to do it because he has the Holy Spirit to guide us. Amen. Number one, we have the baptism of the Holy Spirit that unites the body, amen, to Christ and to each other. But also, amen, every Christian is given a spiritual enablement. Those things that he has given to us, listen to what he says. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, to another faith, to another the gifts of healing, to another working of miracles. He gives these enablements. Amen. Not that we can be super Christians, but that collectively we can all function under the direction of the Holy Spirit. Preach, Pastor. When I understand that the Holy Spirit guides us in all that we do, amen, then we can find ourselves doing what he wants us to do. Amen. And look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, he has given you a spiritual enablement. Now, that's a gift. He gives you a gift that you can function for him. Amen. Amen. A spiritual enablement. And he has made it possible that you have the capacity for specific service. Uh-huh. Amen. You're not the jack of all trades and the master of none. Amen. God gives you that is necessary that you can function where he has placed you. That's why the choir can sing like they sing, because you have a spiritual enablement. Amen. Some folks say, well, you know, we just got that good gift. Amen. We talented. God gives that to you that you can function as part of the body of Christ. The ushers who work seamlessly to ensure things get done, it's because the Lord has given them this gift to serve at the door. To the greeters, he has given you, amen, the gift to serve the congregation. Amen. All of us have been given gifts, and they are to be used in the service of the master. Amen. Please understand that none, say none, none is destitute of a gift. Mm-hmm. None. If you're in the body of Christ, he has given you a gift. Now, just jot down verses 7, 11, and 27. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to read. I'll read 7, but then you read 11 and 27 on your own time. Is that all right? Uh-huh. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. He gives you the Holy Ghost that you will be able to function in the body of Christ. Amen, 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 amen. But in their distribution, the Holy Spirit acts in free sovereignty. Amen. You can't hold up your hand and say, Lord, give me this gift. The Lord said, I'm going to give it to you what pleases me. Somebody didn't get that. Amen. You think that you're at Luby's and you can go on and pick what you want. Amen. It's good if what he gives you follows your natural inclination. But the Lord knows where you can function best. And what we want to do is to allow ourselves to be used by the Holy Spirit for the furtherance of God's kingdom. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 11 tells us, but all the gifts that God gives, amen, all these worketh that one and self-same Spirit, dividing to every man as he, the Holy Ghost, wills. Amen, amen, amen. He has free sovereignty to do what he wants to do. Well, can I tell you something? God is God and you ain't. And when I understand that God has a right to direct me in what I do, then I say to him, Lord, you are the potter. I am the clay. Make me and mold me and use me as you would have me to be used. And when we get to the point of humility where it's not about me at all, but it's all about him. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. When I understand there is no room for self-choosing Christian service. Have I got a witness? For you see, Christian service is simply carrying out the assignment with the gift or gifts that God has given to you. When God gives you a talent, amen, use it in his service. I wish I had somebody here. But when he gives you that talent, you must understand that it has to be used in love. Amen. I don't care how talented you are. If there is no love prompting what you do, it becomes as tinkling cymbal or sounding brass. I don't care about your eloquence. if in fact you don't love, it nullifies the gift that God has given you. Oh, now you if you could sing well, you can still sing. But God's not getting the glory. And I want you to know that what we do is that his name is glorified. Too often times, see, some folks think that, well, if I don't sing in the church, I can do like Aretha. Well, amen. And maybe you can. And maybe you can't. Because you got a lot of folk that got good voices. Amen. Sitting in the choir at somebody's church. Amen. And you know why they're there? Because they want to be there. Amen. Because they know that God has gifted them and they want to glorify the God that they serve because they know he's worthy to be praised. Now, if we look at verses 6, 8 through 10, 28 and 30, we know that the gifts are diverse. Amen. And I'm glad they're diverse. Wouldn't it be something if everybody in the church had the same gift? Sometimes we have to watch that one, though, because I have noticed that when people are reading off numbers like offering with so-and-so and so-and-so, you got a whole bunch of people dictating. Everybody's a secretary. Amen. You're not the secretary. Moving right along. Amen. The gifts are diverse, but watch this. All are equally honorable because they are bestowed by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. When I understand that every gift is given by the Holy Spirit and they are administered under the same Lord and they are energized by the same God. Amen. Doesn't matter whether you are the doorkeeper or whether you're the lead singer, whether you're the pastor of the church, we all have a gift that God has given us, and it is to be used for the furtherance of his kingdom. Amen. Chapter 13 continues the pneumatica that has begun in chapter 12. Amen. He lets us know that gifts are good. Gifts are good. But only if ministered in love. Amen. 1 and 2. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become, watch this, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Amen. It's all vanity. And though I have the gift of prophecy, amen, now we're getting into, that church work. Amen. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Amen. We are guided by love. Whatever it is that you do, do it in love. Amen. When you're standing at the door, and this is one of the real tests, you're standing at the door and you receive someone and you're going to take them to their seat, and you look around and they already sitting down. That's the test, Sister Miller. Amen. You just smile and you go back and get the next person. Amen. When I understand that it's about loving him. And whatever I do, Brother Paul said, right into the church at Colossae, he said, do it heartily. Amen. As unto the Lord and not unto men. Yeah. When I understand that my service is not, amen, on display, but I'm doing it for the Lord. Now you'll notice in verse 3, chapter 13, benevolence is good because there's always a need. But when you do it, it should not be apart from love. Amen. When you bless somebody, amen, do it because of love. Amen. When you bring things for the share pot, do it in love. Amen. When you bring things for the shoebox, do it in love, knowing that God has blessed you and there is a need and you are speaking to that need. Hallelujah. When I see that God blesses us, that we might be a blessing. Have I got a witness? Amen. Amen. Now I know we understand benevolence. Amen. Proverbs 28:27, he that giveth to the poor shall not lack. Amen. Proverbs 19:17. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. But let me tell you something. It is contingent upon your love. Amen. When you have benevolence, there has to be some love in doing it. Oh, now let me make sure you understand, though, because, see, sometimes people think, well, if I don't do it in love, amen, amen, it's not a blessing. Oh, yeah. You can give me something, as some folk do, and it might not bless you, but it sure bless me. Yeah. Now, they don't get that. Yeah. Let me see if I can bring it to your aisle, maybe to your pew. You might decide that you're going to give to the Lord begrudgingly. Uh-huh. I'm going to give it, but I sure don't want to do it. It'll still pay the light bill, but you won't get a blessing. Amen. See, the blessing comes when you do it out of love. Amen. But it'll bless the recipient. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If, in fact, you're mad at the pastor, amen, bring him a suit anyway, and you know, a tie, whatever. Amen. Matthew 25:40. Inasmuch, Jesus said, as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. Amen. Benevolence is good, but it's only when it's administered in love, when I do it because I love you. And that's why we ask you to begin this message with looking at your neighbor and say, I love you. Do it again. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I love you. Amen. When I understand that love, amen, causes us to be in a right relationship with God. Amen. Now, if you need some help with that, amen. 1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth, watch this, is born of God and knoweth God. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. Verse 8. He that loveth not knoweth not God. Why? For God is love. Oh, go ahead, Pastor. Amen. Amen. When you can love one another, that you fulfill, amen, the royal command. Love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. What is the antidote for all the hate that we have now? It's love. Amen. And you don't have to be a wise theologian to see hate is running rampant. Amen. Hate is running rampant. But you can counteract the effects of hate by love. Oh, now you might not change them, but you can be sure that you're insulated from that hatred.
Amen.
When you put in within yourself the love of God, amen, that you're going to love, and I don't care what you do, I'm going to love you anyway. Call me everything you want to call me. Just call me to dinner. But call me anything you want to call me. Talk about me. Amen. I'm going to love you anyhow. And when that becomes your posture, what folks say about you don't really matter. Amen. Because you know who you are in Christ. And this is a message that I want folk to know. Know who you are in Christ. And when you know who you are, no one can define you. Our problem comes about as a result of when I don't know who I am. And then you can tell me who I am. But one thing I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, you are important. Because you were created, amen, you were made in the likeness and image of God. And God never made any junk. Amen, because when God looked at you, he said, you are very good. When you can see yourself as God sees you, amen, oh, what a blessing that we can be. Amen. But it's sad when we look at verse 8 again. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Amen. Verse 16 in 1 John 4, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Can I say that again? Amen. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. When I understand, when I get it crystal clear in my mind that the love that I have one for another, amen, emanates from the God that I serve. I would not know love except God first. Oh, this is too good. Y'all not getting this. Amen. Amen. God loved me when I was unlovable. Amen. And God loves you just where you are. But God loves you too much to leave you where you are. God wants you where he wants you to be. Amen. If you're satisfied where you are, amen. Ask God, is this where you want me to be? Let me show you a more excellent way. Amen. That way of love. I'm going to love in spite of, and not necessarily because of. Amen. Some folk will treat you poorly. Amen. Look at Matthew's gospel. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Matthew's gospel, chapter number 44. This is Jesus speaking. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Now, this is some heavy stuff. And if you do not have the indwelling Holy Spirit, you'll never be able to do it. But I got to tell you, when you accept Christ as your Savior, the Holy Ghost comes in. Now keep the house clean and he'll stay in. See, sometimes we wonder how come he left. Amen. The house was dirty. And his spirit will not dwell in an unclean temple. Go ahead and preach, Pastor. Amen. When I understand, Kathy, that it's not what they do to me. It's my response to what they do to me. Amen. 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 I tell you all the time. Amen. You can be feeling good. Amen. The sky's blue. Birds are chirping. You had grits and gravy with biscuits. It was so good. And you walk outside and you see old so-and-so. And all of a sudden the sky is no longer blue. The birds are no longer chirping. And you've forgotten about the grits and gravy with biscuits because you're mad at somebody. Amen. Do not let folk control you that way. Some folk look at certain folk on television and get mad. They having a good day and they going to mess up my day? Ain't no way. Amen. Amen. I'm going to have a good day. Does not matter who's in the White House, in the governor's house. I'm going to have a good day because my Father is still in heaven. Amen. He is still on the throne. He is still dispensing love. Amen. Amen. Folk might not want to show love, but he always shows love. He has an unconditional love for all of us. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. Hallelujah. And God in him. We love him because he first loved us. But let me drop something on you from 1 Corinthians 13, verse number 4, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Love is, now you'll notice, Paul nowhere here attempts to define love. Does not define it. He tells you the effects of love, what love does, how love manifests itself. And he says, love beginning is patient. Amen. And you know, God has been patient with us. Amen. If he had responded to us after our sins, we'd have been cut short a long time ago. Amen. I know y'all look so holy now and pious, but you all of us, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But while we were yet sinners, Christ loved us enough to die for us. So we got to learn how to be patient. Wait on the Lord. They that wait on the Lord shall. Amen. But not only must I be patient, but I've also got to learn how to be kind, tenderhearted. Amen. Amen. Love is not. Let me tell you what it's not. Love is not jealous. Young ladies, if you're going with Bobo and he can't stand for you to be with anybody but him, do not walk away. Run! Amen. Flee from him. Amen. Love is not jealous. But also, love is not boastful. You know, if anybody has a boast, it would only be the Lord.
Amen.
Look what he did. Amen. All of this he did with the spoken word. He's the only one that can boast of anything. Amen. Everything that we have, that you have, whatever you drive, whatever you wear, is because somebody else is involved in it.
Thank you, Lord.
Boastful. Love is not proud. Amen. You do realize that pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before fall. Amen. When you start thinking you're more than you are and a bag of chips, amen, you need to check yourself. Amen. Amen. There's always someone who's just as cute as you, fine as you, rich as you. Y'all get it? Love is never rude. Love knows how to talk to folk. Love does not demand its own way. Oh, I'm loving this. Love is not irritable. And see, I have to work on that one. Because some folks still get on my last nerve. But see, the Lord is helping me. The Holy Spirit is working. He's transforming me. He's working on me. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you, because I used to really be bad. God is gracious. I'm almost done. Love never keeps a record when you've been wronged. Amen. Thank God love never keeps a record, because Sister Jones would have a list. Amen. Amen. Don't keep a record. Love is never glad about injustice, but rejoices when the truth wins out. Love never gives up. I'm reminded... Sir Winston Churchill was prime minister in England during the World War II, and he was invited to speak to some young people at one of the military academies. And there were those who said, Prime Minister Churchill is going to speak, and they were all poised to hear words of wisdom. And he stood up before them, and if any of you have seen pictures of him, short fellow with a cigar and a squatty, he stood at his maximum 5'7", looked at them and said, never give up. Never give up. Never give up. Never give up. Sat down. That's my message to you today. All that's going on, never give up. Never give up. Amen. Never give up. Amen. Never lose your faith. Amen. Never lose your faith, knowing that without faith it is impossible to please God. Amen. When you understand that God can cause all things to work together for good, does not matter who's in the White House, if God is still in his house, he can cause all things and all people to work together for good. Amen. Your love should always be hopeful. Amen. Love should endure through every circumstance. Amen. Love is better than our present incomplete knowledge. Amen. Love is greater than faith and hope. When you've got love, you've got all that it takes. Amen. We know that without faith it is impossible to please him. We know that we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. We know that Jesus Christ and God the Father hath given us good hope through grace. We know all of that. But one thing, if you've got love, amen, you keep loving God. Amen. Don't give up. Continue to love God. Know that through all of this, God is going to bring you out more than a conqueror. Amen. Too many of us believe that we are down for the final count. Sometimes you got to know, just in the same way that a good fighter will take a 9 count, he's laying there recuperating from that last blow. But when you get up, you're ready to do battle again. Amen. Never give up. Never give up. Amen. Fight the good fight of faith, but love till the end. Amen. Love those that despitefully use you. Most of all, love God who created us, who keeps us. Does not matter what we're going through. His love is able to keep us. Amen. Amen. Now unto him who's able to keep, present you faultless. Amen. Too oft times we want to throw in the towel when the God that we serve said, have you forgot about me? Amen, amen. When the going gets tough, amen, the tough starts praying. I'm done. Amen. We shall extend the privilege to the church. Today is the day of salvation. Now is acceptable time. If you're here today and you've almost given up, amen, don't give up.